We're going over to Donny Tarrant. Good morning, Donny.
Good morning, John, and good morning to your listeners, and welcome to Kilbarrick Dart Station, where we have had the unveiling here of a mural. I suppose it could be a tribute to Kilbarrick, you could describe it, and maybe one of their most famous sons, Roddy Doyle. I am joined on the platform, by one of the main men behind Éireann Road Éireann, Barry Kinney. Barry, good afternoon, or good morning, actually. Welcome to Éireann.
Thank you very much.
And by ear, Lord Mayor of Dublin, the last Lord Mayor, and a good friend to Near FM, Micheál MacDonagh. Micheál, welcome again.
Thank you very much, Colm Maggot.
Barry, first to you. I was looking at you there this morning during the speeches, and there was a lot of pride in your face when you were listening to the speeches and looking at what was happening.
Yeah, no, I suppose the pride really is, I think, in the efforts of the various groups, particularly in the community directly, that have actually made this happen. I suppose I am of an age where the Italian 90 mural is something that kind of resonates with me over the years, whatever, but then to actually see this, which is so of the community, you know, the fact that it's the Barrytown Trilogy that's depicted, the fact that it's the Kilbarrick Community Coastal Partnership that have developed this, and to be able to host it is just fantastic, because what we want, I suppose, is to have a station as a positive part of the community at all times, the service that is there to provide, but also people feel ownership of it, that it isn't just a utility stop to connect the town, that actually when people from Kilbarrick, or indeed people who aren't from Kilbarrick who are passing through, see it, that they understand more about the community and understand more of the pride the community has in their station.
Yeah, and that's a very important point. I'm also joined by John Lyons, of course, well known to all our listeners. I'm going to put this out to John and Micheál. Following on from what Barry said there in relation to the positive aspects of it, and it's something that we at Near FM are always very conscious of, is putting out positive stories, because, you know, when it's a bad news story, and Barry will be, I mean, he's been under fire really recently in relation to antisocial behaviour on public transport. But this is a real good news story. It's a real positive spin, Micheál, isn't it? For both, I suppose, here in Rhode Island and for the people of Kilbarrick.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, I mean, it's a tribute, first of all, to the young people from the Youth Reach Project who completed the mural, to KCCP, who have been done unbelievable work in this area for many years, and particularly among young people. And we've seen that in this mural and in previous murals that have been done on the station, and a whole range of other work in this area, and that's hugely positive. And it's also good that it's been done now, and has been for quite a number of years, in partnership with the Public Transport Service, which Éireann Road Éireann is, and which the Dart Service is. And while, like any other service, it has its problems, the fact that it's there as a public transport service is a huge asset to the whole city, but particularly to this area. We're very lucky that we're serviced by the Dart in Kilbarrick. It was interesting to hear Roddy Doyle talking about when the station was first developed. The platform was here for months before people even realised. But the station has been central to the life of this area for all those years.
John, just to bring you into the conversation, not ignoring you. I was very, very impressed. I got down here about maybe 10 past, quarter past 11. Yeah. We were impressed. Big crowd, local community, really coming out. And again, going back to what I said to Micheál, and following on from what Barry said, real pride in their local gas station.
Yeah, most certainly. I've gotten to know the area of Kilbarrick, the community, over the last number of years. And the one thing that stands out, and I think it's reflected in the mural, are the very strong community ethic, particularly working class women in the area who have done a lot over the years. Because the community has suffered. There's been ebbs and flows. There's been a lot of hard times for a lot of people in the area. But they've come together, and they always do. Good working class community. And they should have pride. Because for many years, I would say the state and successive governments haven't funded, I think, the services in the area sufficiently well. The community projects have been ignored over the last number of years in particular. And people come together in these hard times. They stick together and they try to give their children, and we see today reflected in the mural, those who actually made that mural, you know, trying to give the young generation, the upcoming generation, some hope, an outlet, some opportunities, a bigger vision of the world. And so they should be rightly proud of the efforts that they've engaged in over the last few decades. And again, over the last number of years, you see it, there's battles on the ground, there's a housing crisis, as I say, community support has been cut. We have other issues in terms of other state funding not being adequate enough. But this community of Kilbarrick has a strong identity. It is close-knit and not in any kind of exclusionary way. It's a very welcoming community, and I think they should be rightly proud of that.
Definitely. Barry, to use that horrible phrase which has come into the political lexicon in the last couple of years, going forward, are there plans to, I presume that even Rudy anyway, would be in sort of constant contact with communities, but is there plans for more of these to be unveiled? We'll see, even just along the DAT line, Barry.
There is. I mean, it was, well, we're engaging with a number of groups at the moment. We want to see, it adds something to the station, you know what I mean? Because, look, we have kind of the basic station furniture you have to provide, we've got advertising hoardings we have to get a bit of income from. But I actually think you do want to understand something about the area you're travelling through. And you see it in other countries as well. And you know what I mean? We've done a number of our stations, but we certainly can do it in more. So we are actually looking with a number of groups on the north side to see where we can improve. Mirrors, we're also looking, we have a project actually as well relating to the old Italian 90 piece and football at the Aviva Stadium, under the back of the stand there where everybody passes through. And we're actually working with street artists on a project that we'll see more of later this year. So Kilbarrick's been way ahead of this. We've done this in Broombridge, we've done this in other areas in Dublin as well. But Kilbarrick has been there for two decades. And so we do want to take what gets the enthusiasm going here and bring it to other stations as well.
Something that I want to throw to the tree, and it's just while you were talking there, and it just came into my mind. You know, we have, and, you know, I mean, Barry could stand here and off the top of his head, he could list all the DAT stations and, oh, sorry, the DAT stops one after the other. But just looking and listening this morning here, and yes, you have Roddy Doyle, local boy made good, for want of a better expression. Every community must have somebody, maybe not of his stature, but they must have. They will have people with special talents, special gifts. Is this a unique way of portraying them, Michal, in other communities?
Yeah, well, as you say, every community has people of great talent. The key thing is to be able to unlock the talent. And the problem often is that people don't have the educational opportunities, they don't have the economic opportunities in their families. And not only then is that talent lost, that they don't have the opportunities in life, but the talents are lost to the society in general. And you could talk about art, you could talk about people as educators, you could talk about people who would make great people in the medical profession or the legal profession or any profession, but they're lost to society a lot of the time, potentially, because in the community where they come from or the family they come from, they don't have the educational opportunities, the economic opportunities to bring that talent out. And, you know, art is one way where it can maybe come out sometimes. It's maybe more obvious from an early stage, and music. And that's why projects that encourage young people in the arts are really, really important. And as I say, KCCP have been doing that for so many years, and it's very good that that the sponsorship is there from Éireann Ó Éireann for that.
Yeah, just to wrap it up, John, again, KCPP and indeed the whole Northside partnership across the north side of Dublin, the work they're doing, it's tremendous work, really, isn't it?
Well, it is. Well, it certainly is. And I think just that point that was made by Michal is spot on. It is about providing opportunities for young people in particular to see what they're interested in, to see what they're good at, and see perhaps what they might pursue as a career down the line. And I think that way you'll see society flourish as a whole when you give everyone an opportunity to discover what they're good at. We see lower rates of third level attainment in terms of this area, the wider northeast of Dublin. Has some areas where there's huge progression to third level and other areas where it's very low. So some of the inequalities in terms of education and economics, they're very stark. And I think these kind of projects, the Northside Partnership, KCCP and others, are vital to step in and to try provide some kind of support, assistance and some kind of hope for young people to explore talents, to explore their interests and to see what they can do and what they can maybe perhaps add to society down the line. I think everyone benefits from a more equal society where everyone has an opportunity to pursue what they love and what they're interested in. And I think KCCP is vital in terms of providing that and doing that job here in the heart of Kilbarrick.
Well, on that note, John, it's a good news story from the north side, and it was on behalf of Near FM. It only remains for me to thank the organisers for having us down here. I want to thank John Lyons, Barry Kinney and Michal McDonough for their time here this morning. And it is a good news story, very well attended. Little bit of a shower, but it didn't deter the people. They thoroughly enjoyed themselves. And with that, John, from the unveiling of the murals at Kilbarrick Dart Station, I'll hand back to you in the studio.
Okay, Donnie, thanks very much for that. Sounds like great stuff happening down there. Right, that was Donnie Tarrant down there in Kilbarrick Dart Station at the unveiling of some murals.